It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by the Honorable Senator Joni Ernst from Iowa, a member of the Senate Ag Committee, and it's great to see you.
Yes, thanks so much. Good to be with you.
So it's a busy week in D.C. You've got, among other things, a farm bill to write.
Yes, we do. And I'm so thankful that Chairman Roberts is bringing this bill up this week. We have a lot of work to get done.
So when it comes to the farm bill, obviously, we don't write one every year. It's been a few years. This is your first time around with this farm bill. Are you excited about that?
I am excited about this. And coming from ag country and growing up in a family heavily engaged in agriculture, just very excited about getting my hands into the bill, really working on some issues that are important not only to Iowa's farmers and ranchers, but of course, farmers and ranchers from all across the United States.
On the House side, we had a different bill that came through, but on the Senate side, we hear maybe a lot like the previous bill. Is that what you're seeing at this point?
That is what I'm seeing, and the Senate side is very much focused on making sure that we have our crop insurance protections in place, very, very important to our farmers out there. We focus a lot on conservation as well, and we will, of course, have SNAP included in this as part of that broader package, but some differences between the House and the Senate versions, of course.
So many titles to the bill, and you touched on them. You've even got research in there and some new programs. When you look at this farm bill, is this something that can come through the Senate fairly quickly?
I do believe so. I think we have worked so well in our committee between the two conferences. Our Democratic members, our Republican members, we really sat down ahead of time. We worked through a lot of issues, and we've come up with bipartisan solutions. And I think that's the right thing to do. We need to get this bill through. We can always improve on past farm bills. Of course, we understand that. So we'll try our absolute best. But we want to make sure that it gets done as well. This is not a bill that we can just say, oh, well, we tried and just let it go. This is very, very important for our farmers, our ranchers, and just the general public as well, because there are so many titles within the bill. You mentioned the research. You mentioned some of the other areas like trade, which is really important and, of course, one of the headlines in today's news.
Renewable fuel standard is not part of that farm bill, but it is a hot topic and has been. Have we found common ground yet on the RFS issue?
I don't think we've found common ground, but we have averted some crises in that area. The president remains committed to America's farmers, and part of that commitment is upholding the congressional intent and the letter of the law when it comes to the renewable fuel standard. And we're glad that he has maintained that commitment. But we do have to be vigilant moving forward, making sure that we are upholding that commitment to those farmers and finding those renewable energy sources like our biodiesel, like our ethanol, and making sure that we're encouraging domestic consumption of those products.
Let's move over to one final topic here, and this is the infrastructure. So many different areas when you drill down to say infrastructure, but what's important for you?
Absolutely. There are so many different areas that we will be focusing on with infrastructure. Of course, everybody thinks our roads and bridges. Well, that's very important, of course. But then we have other areas, whether it's water treatment systems, rural water, whether it is rural broadband. Those are all things that are very important to us. And whether we get that done in one broad package or whether we can do it in several smaller packages, we want to see this done. We know that it's important for the development of our country and for us to get our goods to market. We have to have all of those things in place.
Thank you for your time, for your service, and good luck with the rest of this year.
No, thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Again, it's the Honorable Senator Joni Ernst from Iowa on today's Agribusiness Report.